Good morning. And how are you? Of course, I love the gospel. It's always one of the ones I always can go to and say, see, Jesus got mad too. See, Jesus threw things all over. See, Jesus had a temper tantrum. But I'm not going to go there because it's Lent and I want to go away from that stuff, right? So we want to focus on the second reading, which really puts the other two in context. Because the second reading, Paul says, you know, he's doing what the Jews said, because after Jesus goes crazy in the temple, if you will, and he throws everything over, and people weren't thinking, oh, he's such a nice guy. They were sitting there thinking, this guy's nuts. And they said, and what sign are you going to give us that you can do this? Huh? And so Paul says, Jews demand signs and Greeks wisdom, but we preach what? Christ crucified. And so Christ crucified drives everybody insane. And often when I sit there and, you know, I do a wedding or something, I always call to mind the crucifix. And I have everybody look at the crucifix. And because sometimes our Protestant brothers and sisters look at us and wonder what's the matter with us. Why do we have Christ on the cross when he is resurrected? You know, often they'll say to me, Christ is alive. He's not dead. And I say, listen, the reason we leave Christ on the cross is because Paul, this reading today, where he says, but we preach Christ crucified, and then Paul would later say in another one of his gospels, we will preach nothing but Christ and Christ crucified. Why? Because when you look at the crucifix, this is what love is about. This is who God is about. The God can sometimes be strong, not sometimes, a lot of times he can be strong. In the Old and New Testament, today in the gospel, Jesus is strong. But the most powerful moment of Jesus' life was when he was most weak on that cross. And that comes to show us this is our God, a God who loves us, that pours out everything for us. You know, yesterday we had our men's conference, and those who were here, that were there, thank you for coming. We had a fine time. The bishop gave a great homily. I gave an okay talk. I was very disappointed with my talk. But anyway, but the bishop sat there, and he got up, and he talked about love, the love of God. And he says, love cannot be earned, or it's not love. And that's exactly what the cross is about. None of us earned what God did on the cross for us. God is love. That's who God is. This self-sacrificing for us. And so when we look at the cross and we think, this is how much God loves me. And then it's more than that. It's not just a self-sacrificing. It's taking our sins upon himself and paying for them. My sins, you sin, your sins that we should all go to hell for. He paid the price for them, right? And so that reality, that us making us grateful for that. Tom Peterson, who's the founder of the Catholics Come Home Network, you know, he just texted me before Mass, and he says, he's in Jacksonville, and I'm going to be in Jacksonville in a few weeks, and my pictures are everywhere. So he says, I'm going around and painting all these mustaches on these pictures of Father Larry. He says, and don't tell me I'm going to hell for that. And I responded, I said, you're not going to hell for just that. You know, and I was just like, but Jesus saved Tom Peterson from hell, and he saved you and me from hell by what Jesus did on the cross for us. But that still isn't enough, because we have to receive what he did on the cross for us, right? We have to thank him for that and say, Jesus, I take what you did for me, and I receive that in my life. But then the way we best receive that is by giving it away, right? That we don't just look at a crucifix and say, thank you, Jesus, for loving me, though we do, and be grateful for all he's done. But it's also there to remind us the reason we preach Christ crucified is this is who we're to be, right? When I do a parish mission, I mean, I do a priest conference, retreat, always the name of the priest retreat is the icon of Christ crucified. A priest is the icon of Christ crucified. Meaning that a priest, and not just a priest, all of us are called to be an icon of Christ crucified. What does that mean? That we show the world by our life the crucified one, which means that as Jesus gave his life for us, we give our life for one another. So again, I want you, as we talked about before Lent started, and I talked about the first week, we're halfway through Lent, can you imagine? And as we get through it, I want you to think, is this Lent making you more selfless or selfish? As we talked about a little bit last week, huh? Is this Lent, what you're doing, is it make you give love God more and love others more? Is it making you that? Or is it making you focused on self? And what I would suggest is if it's helping you focus on self more and focus on the reality, then it's time to shift and think, am I being the icon of the crucified by what am I doing for Lent? Am I laying down my life for others by what I'm doing for Lent? Are they seeing me, Christ crucified, by what I am doing for Lent? And if not, okay, it's time to shift. And let's go deeper into our Lent. Because by now we're all sitting there, oh, I started that, but I didn't stick it. Okay, it's now to shift. Jesus, help me to show everybody, you who are crucified, by giving my life for them. And when you and I do this, then we enter into Easter, because by giving our life as he did, then we'll get and really experience a great Easter. So today, let's be grateful that Jesus Christ is crucified for love of us. And let's be crucified now for love of others. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us